Bishulchem, Boker Tov. Today's class should be for the Refuah Shlema, all the Chalim. I don't have my paper with me. So I'm going to put it over here. Shuf Refuah Shlema, Shlomo Metzalana, David Merachan, Refa, Bader, Refa, Bader, Refa, Bader, Refa, Bader, Refa, Bader, Refa, Miriam, but Yochebed, Eliza, but Miriam, Hannah, Liana, but Naomi, Rachel, Esther, but Tamar. Love, dear little Mishmat, the show about Aaron, Aaron, Benitrak, Benjamin, Truck, and Liel, Dina, but Ephraim. We're jumping right into the daf. If you just pull up the Zoom. Today's daf is daf hey. Daf hey. We left off at the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Bet. We are four lines on the bottom. We're on the last word of the line. The word is Rav. Rav Yosef says. Oh, I'm just going to open up the Zoom and we'll get started. Okay. So we're the last four lines of the Daf Dalet Amud Bet. Gemara says Rav Yosef Amar Mipnei She'en Nehen Shel Aniim Nesuot Bemikra Megillah. He's asking a question. So he said, why don't we read the Megillah on Shabbat? The first opinion said you might come to carry it. He's saying no, because the eyes of the poor people they put their eyes up to receive tzedakah, to receive, they look at the Megillah and they look at what the words are saying. And it says matanot le'evyonim in the Megillah. So they feel like, they start expecting matanot le'evyonim, but they're not going to get matanot le'evyonim on Shabbat. So therefore, we don't want to put them in that situation of sorrow to read that on Shabbat. Tanen amihachir, I have a right to just like this. Afa pisha amru kfarim makdimin le'yom haknisa. Even though we said that the villages read on the Monday or Thursday before the 14th, Govin bo bayom mechalkin bo bayom. They can raise money from the gabay tzedaka that day. They collect, gifts, and they can mechalek it that day as well on the yom haknisa to the poor people. So the Gemara says, Afal pisha amru. Even though they said, what does that mean? Even though we said, even though that the village that they said the villages go to Monday and Thursday, they can also. Gather money for on those days. So the Gemara says, Adraba, on the contrary, Mishum de Amru, because they said, Ela ho'il ve'amru, rather the Gemara changes its word. It says, ho'il ve'amru, since it said, Shekvarim aknimin liyom aknisa, that the villages, they can go to the Monday or Thursday before the 14th, Govin bo'bayom, mechalkin bo'bayom, they can raise money and give it out that day, mipnesha enehem shalanim nesion mikra megillah. Because the eyes of the poor people are raised to the mikra megillah, and they're waiting for gifts, like matanon levyonim. Aval, but the Gemara says, we're flipping the Amud, the Gemara says, aval simcha ina noheged ela bizmana, but the simcha of Yom Tov that you do on Purim, it only applies on the day of Purim itself, which is the 14th or the 15th, depending on if you're in a walled city or not. Amarav, Megillah bizmana korinota, afilu biyachid. He says that a Megillah, in its proper time, you would even read it biyachid. So he says, shelo bizmana basara. Whereas if you're not reading it at its proper time, meaning if you're not reading it on the 14th, you would have to have a minyan of people, according to Rav, in order to read the Megillah. Yeah. So every 10 minutes we take questions. No problem. Ravase amar, bein bizmana, bein shelo bizmana asara, basara. He says, whether in its proper time, whether on the 14th, whether not on the 14th, you need a minyan of 10 people. So the Gemara says, hava uvda v'chash le'rav leha le'ravase. There was a time where Rav was put in a situation, and he worried for the opinion of Rav Aseh, that even at its proper time, even on the 14th, you need 10 people. He worried for that opinion. The Gemara says, "Omi Amar Rav Hachi." Did Rav really say like this? V'ha Amar Rav Yehuda b'Reid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilat Mishmei de Rav. They said in the name of Rav, Purim Shechaliot b'Shabbat. If Purim on the 14th falls out on Shabbat, Er Shabbat Zmanam. The Er Shabbat, the Friday, is considered its proper time. So the Gemara says, Erev Shabbat Zmanam. Is Erev Shabbat his proper time? If the 14th falls on Shabbat, when is the proper time? On Shabbat. It just so happens that on Shabbat we don't read the Megillah. But why are you saying Erev Shabbat is its proper time? So the Gemara says, V'ha Shabbat Zmanam hu. Shabbat is his proper time. Ela lav. Rather, this is what it's trying to say. Hachi kamar. Shelo bizmanam ki zmanam. That not at its proper time becomes its proper time in this situation. Because we can't read on Shabbat, so the 14th gets pushed off, and we were to read earlier, which becomes on Friday, which becomes its proper time, making it the 13th. But then he says, mazmanam, just like in its proper time, afilo biyachid, afshalo bizmanam afilo biyachid, that I would have thought to say, that in, just like in its proper time, we read, even an individual can read, and he doesn't need necessarily a minyan. So too, not in its proper time, even an individual should read. And so what do you see from all of this? That you don't need asara. Right, this goes against what we were saying. This goes against the opinion of Rav Aseh, and this is, you know, Rav should not worry for that opinion. So if we're saying that the opinion of Rav, right, the original question was, Mi amar Rav Hache, did Rav really say like this? Did Rav really say like what? That not in its proper time, you need 10 people specifically? So clearly we see from this that even not in its proper time, you don't need 10 people. Right, just like in its proper time, in the 14th, you only need one person. So to not in its proper time, you only need one person. And this is the name of Rav. So the Gemara says, lo, it's not what it's saying. Li'inyan mikra megillah ba'asara. In talking about the reading of the Megillah, if it's not in its proper time, yeah, you need 10 people. Ela mai erev Shabbat zimanam. So what did it mean to say that erev Shabbat is its proper time? The Gemara says, la'apukye mide Rebbe, to come to exclude the opinion of Rebbe. What was the opinion of Rebbe? Damar ho'il v'nitchu ayarot mimkoman nitchu le'yom ha'knisa. That since the ayarot, the large cities get moved from their spot, they don't read on that Shabbat anymore. They read earlier. So once we're allowed to move them, if you remember we saw this opinion earlier, so then you can move them all the way up until Yom HaKnisa, until Thursday before the 14th. And that's coming to teach us that Erev Shabbat Zimanamu. That would come to teach us that Erev Shabbat is its proper time. It's coming to exclude the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe would say, since you're moving them from Shabbat, move them all the way to Thursday. Let them read on Thursday with the villages. The Chachamim are saying, no, you move them to one day earlier. That's when their time is. So now that becomes their time, excluding the opinion of Rebbe. Okay, since the Mishnah, I'll stop and take questions here. Okay. So the new Mishnah. Mishnah says, we saw this actually a little bit earlier, Ezohi ir gedola, what is considered a large city? So the Mishnah says, Kosh yesh ba asara batlanin, any which that has 10 men who sit in the Beit Knesset and they sit there idle, as long as there's 10 men all the time, that's considered a large city. Pachot mikan, harizekfar, if it's less than that, it's considered a village, not a large city.
Didn't we learn this?
We learned this earlier. It's written now as the Mishnah, before it was quoting the Mishnah. Be'elo amru makdimin velo me'acherin. For that regard, it said you're allowed to makdim, you're allowed to read earlier, but you cannot read later. Aval zman at bergin, it's going to bring a few other things where you're not allowed to, where you actually delay it and you don't make it earlier. So where is that? Aval zman atzei kohanim, right, we learned this in previous Masechet Ta'anit, the time of the atzei kohanim, when the kohanim would bring their woods for the mizbeah, for the ma'aracha. So during those times, v'tisha ba'av, and if tisha ba'av fell out on Shabbat, Chagiga, if Yom Tov fell out on Shabbat, and they are supposed to bring the Chagiga coming after Yom Tov, right after on Motzei Yom Tov Arishon, and the Kahal, and if the Kahal, where they're supposed to gather up all the Kahal and read the Psukim that have to do with the king, so all of those things, Me'acherin velo makdimin, we would delay all of those things to after Shabbat, and we wouldn't bring those things before Shabbat, unlike Megillah. So the Gemara says, "Afal pi she'amru makdimin ve'lo ma'acherin," and even though we say in general Megillah, you can read earlier, not later. Mutarin behesped of ta'anit u'matanan levyonim. You're allowed to eulogize, have fasts, and matanan levyonim. All of those things would be permitted bo bayom, on that specific day. So, meaning earlier than that day as well, you're allowed to do those things as well. Meaning, once you're allowed to have the Megillah reading earlier, he's trying to say that you're also allowed on the day earlier, let's say it's Yud Aleph, right, on the 11th, you're allowed to have your Se'udah then, so you're allowed to have Hesped on that day, you're allowed to have Ta'anit on that day, you're allowed to have Matanot Evanim, you can fulfill the mitzvah on that day as well. Amar Yehuda, Imatai, when are you allowed to bring it earlier? Makom shenichnasim b'shani u'chamishi, in the place where the Beit Din comes in on Monday and Thursday. Aval makom she'ein nichnasim b'shani, lo b'shani v'lo b'chamishi, in a place where they don't come in on Monday nor Thursday, in korinata ela bizmana. We only read the Megillah in its proper time on the 14th or the 15th. So Gemara says, Tana, asara batlanin sheba Beit HaKnesset, saying it has to be 10 idle people who sit in the Beit Knesset, right? They had 10 people who sit in the Beit Knesset all the time. Be'elo amru maktimin v'lo ma'acherin. With regards to Megillah, we say we go earlier, not later. Ma'i tama, what's the reason? Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Shmuel, Amar Kera, the Pasuk says, ve'lo ya'avor. You cannot pass that day. You cannot pass the day of the 15th. V'amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Shmuel, minayin she'in monin yamim l'shanim. How do we know we don't count days for years? What does that mean exactly? So essentially, where do we know that you know, in a full year, in the Jewish calendar, in a full year, you have 354 days, right? If you count by days. If you count by months, though, it's really 365 days. So you're left with an extra 11 days. So why don't we count those days for the years? So essentially, whenever, let's say, a person makes a, you know, they make, I think Rashi, the way he quotes this, he says, if a person, if somebody says he's a Nazir, he's not going to drink wine anymore for 12 months. How do we count those 12 months? So we count from month to month, 365 days. So why don't we count the days? If he said for 12 months, I count 354 days. So the Gemara says, how do we know that? Shenemar lechodshe hashana, for the months of the year. Chodashim atach moneh l'shanim, v'yat hamoneh yamim l'shanim. We count the months for the year, we don't count the days for the year. Understand? So essentially, if somebody says that, they would have to wait the 12-month span. So you made a neder, let's say on the 1st of Nisan, for 1 year. So the neder will end on the next year on the 1st of Nisan, even though it's 365 days, not 354 days. Okay? From the Pasuk. You go by the months, you don't go by the days.
But how does this link to our topic?
It's the same name, right? We brought in the name of the previous opinion was Rabbi Abba Amar Shmuel.
So this one.
Nachon, but it doesn't matter. Those extra 11 days don't matter. A person made a neder from here until next year. So next year is 1 year from that first month, the first of that month. Whenever he made a neder on the 1st of Nisan, so the 1st of Nisan next year, it's over. So that time span between this and that. Right.
Okay.
No, so if you go by months, though, it counts longer. Okay, so let's read the Rashi. Let me read the Rashi for you. The Rashi says, "Kegon de'amar konam yain she'anin to'em l'shanam mone yudbet chodesh miyom liyom. V'im nadar be'echad v'nisan, asur ad echad v'nisan haba, afal bisha adayin yesh yud alef yom she'yamut achama. Yeterin al yemod alavana, o pa'amim she'anu osin chodashim chaserin." There are times, he's saying, where we have extra 11 days, like where there's an extra month, or there's times where we have missing, it's not full months, and still you don't have the full year, essentially, but still he's saying you go from the first of the year until the next first of that year, from whenever you make that neder, simply. That's what Rashi is saying. Okay, the Gemara then says, "V'rabanan de Kisri, Mishum Rabbi Abba Amru." They said, "Minayin she'in mechashvin sha'od lechodashim." How do we know we don't calculate the hours into the months? So Rashi also explains this one, and Rashi says, "What is this referring to? If somebody says this is your divorce, if I didn't come from now until the end of this month, meaning, let's say he said I'm not going to come from now until the end of Tevet, and let's say Tevet was chaser, it was only 29 days. So what happened?" He said he came on the 29th, that night of the 29th, which has really become the 30th. Really, we know, if you remember when we learned Masech Rosh Hashanah, the Molad is 29 and some amount extra, a few hours extra, right? It wasn't exactly 29. So how come we don't count those extra few hours? What if a person comes in those extra few hours? So the Mishnah, the Rashi says that once he came after the 29th night, doesn't matter. It's already over. He lost it.
We're not
going to
count the hours.
We're not going to count the hours. So why not? Because the Pasuk says, "Shenemar ad chodesh yamim." So the month of days. Yamim ata mechashev lechodashim, v'yeta mechashev sha'od lechodashim. We count months. We count days for months, but we don't count hours towards months. Meaning we don't care about the hours. That's not included in the cheshbon. Then we said in our Mishnah, "Aval azman atzei kohanim," the time the kohanim would bring the wood, "v'tisha ba'av," "v'tisha ba'av," "v'chagiga," "v'hakal," and the gathering, "ma'acharin v'lo maktimin," all of these we'd push it after Shabbat and not before. So the Gemara says, "Tisha ba'av," why? "Akdume puranun lo maktame." We don't bring earlier a suffering. We always push off the suffering. So Tisha ba'av is a day of sorrow and suffering. We push it off to Sunday. "Chagiga v'hakal," mishum da'akati lo mata zman chiyu vayhu. Says, "Chagiga and kahal," if we do it before, it's not Yom Tov Rishon. There's not Yom Tov Rishon anymore. So you're not Yotzei. You have to be doing it after Yom Tov. So clearly that it can't be done before Shabbat.
I think it's Vahakel.
Vahakel, correct. Vahakel. Thank you so much. Thank you. Vahakel. No, thank you. Vahakel, because it's both of them or have to be done after Yom Tov, and this would be before Yom Tov if you did it. Then it says, "Tana, Chagiga, Mikozman Chagiga, Me'acherin." The Chagiga and all the time of the Chagiga, we're going to see what that means. You delay it. What does that mean? Bishlam Chagiga, it makes sense. Chagiga, diem mikla, b'shabbata, me'acharinan la, lebatar shabbata, because if it falls out on Shabbat, then you push it after Shabbat. Ela zman chagiga mahi. But what is the time of the chagiga? What is this zman chagiga? Amar Rav Hoshaya, achika amar. This is what he meant to say. Chagiga b'Shabbat ve'olat re'iya afilu b'yom tov. The zman chagiga me'acherin, that the chagiga on Shabbat, and even if olat re'iya, right, we have a mitzvah of going aliyah l'regel. You have a mitzvah to go up to the regel and bring your korban for all of the shalosh regalin. So he says, even if that Yom Tov falls out on Shabbat, we would still push that zman of the chagigah off to after the Shabbat, even in that case, even in that situation. So the Gemara says, Mani, who is this opinion? Beit Shammai, this opinion of Beit Shammai, Ditnan, as the Mishnah says, we learn this as well, as the Mishnah and Beitza, Beit Shammai omrim, mevi'in shlamim b'yom tov, ve'in somchin alem. You can bring shlamim, but you cannot lean on them. Aval lo olot, but you cannot bring your olot on Shabbat. So clearly, what do you see? Or Yom Tov, for that matter. You see that Beit Shammai's opinion is you push the olot after, to after. Beit Hillel omrim, and Beit Hillel say, mevi'in shlamim ve'olot, usamchin alehem. Beit Hillel says, no, you can do both and bring it on Yom Tov, there's no problem. Rava Amar, he gives a different answer. Chagiga kozman chagiga me'acharin. Tfei lo. So what does he explain? He's saying that chagiga, in all the meanwhile of the chagiga, I mean all the time that it's still that Yom Tov, that it's still until the end of Yom Tov, you can still delay it until then. But after that, after the last day of Yom Tov, you can no longer delay anymore. Ditnan, as the Mishnah says, Mishelo chag beYom Tov rishon shel chag. If somebody did not bring their korban on the first day of chag, chogeg veholech kol haregel kulo, they can bring it any of the other days of the chag, beYom Tov acharon shel chag, and even on Shemini Atzeret. Avar haregel velochag, if the whole holiday passed and he did not bring his korban, eino chayav achriyuto, he's not responsible to replace it, essentially. Right? He doesn't have to replace it as a nedava. So you see, what do you see over here? That you have all the meanwhile of the regel, but you don't have afterwards. You can't, there's no tashlumin for after. Rav Ashe Amar, different answer. Chagiga vekozman chagiga me'acherin, v'afilo atzeret, dechad yomah me'acherin. He says chagiga, and all the time of a chagiga, you delay, and even Shavuot is only one day. He says, even Shavuot, if you don't bring it on that day, you have time for tashlumin, that you can bring it after Shavuot, he says. Ditnan, as the Mishnah says, modim she'imchal atzeret liyo b'Shabbat, we agree that if Shavuot falls out on Shabbat, she'yom tavuach achar Shabbat, that the day of slaughter, the day they would bring the korbanot, would be after the Shabbat. So you see that Shavuot also has tashlumin. Okay, now we're going to jump on something else right now. But just, okay, so we covered, in the Mishnah, we covered talking about Atzei Kohanim, we covered Tisha B'Av, we covered Chagigah, we covered Hakel, the gathering, and we said all of those things, not like Megillah, are delayed rather than brought earlier. Okay, the Gemara says, last line in the Hayam Udalif, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Natan Netiyah B'Purim. Rabbi planted a tree, this type of tree, on Purim. Verachatz B'Karona, B'Karona Shel Tzipor, Tzipori b'shiva asar b'tamuz, and he washed himself in Corona. You see, the Gemara knew already that Corona was coming. What is Corona? I'll give you a chidush. Corona over here actually means, if you look at Rashi, it's the day of the shuk in public where people would all go. And actually, there's a perush over here on the side that says ma'im novein v'karim. There was waters that would go to these koronot where the waters were coming out from. Were very cold, nice waters. Right, so, but what is the actual explanation of the word? It's a place of gathering. Yeah. What was Corona for us? Corona for us was a place of separation. Everyone go back in your homes. Right? Verachatz b'Corona shel Tzipori b'shiva. I don't think there's a connection, but whatever. Shel Tzipori b'shiva aser b'Tamuz, on the 70th of Tamuz. Ubikesh la'akor Tisha B'Av. He wanted to uproot and cancel Tisha B'Av. Velo hodulo, and they didn't agree with him. What are you saying? Amar lefanav, Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda said to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi, lo kach haya ma'aseh. That wasn't how it happened. Ele Tisha B'Av shechaliot b'Shabbat hava. It was Tisha B'Av that fell out on Shabbat. V'dachinuhu l'achar ha-Shabbat. And we pushed it after Shabbat. V'amar Rabbi, and Rabbi said, ho'il v'nitcha yidache. V'lo hodu lo chachamim. He said, since it's moved, let's push it off completely. Let's cancel it entirely this year since it's not on Shabbat. And they didn't agree with him. There was in one situation where it fell out on Shabbat, not in every situation. So he says, "Kare ale tovim hashnayim mina echaz pasuk in Kohelet." So Rabbi Elazar said to him, two is always better than one. Why? Because if I didn't have you, I wouldn't have learned it the correct way. So thank you for teaching it to me. I didn't know that that's how the story went. He thought that any time Tisha B'Av falls, let's just cancel it. He was saying the story was that when Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbat, Rebbe wanted to cancel it, but the Chachamim didn't agree with him. So I'll stop our questions. Okay. Okay, Hamshech. last jump. So the Gemara now asks on Rebbe. The Gemara says, "Rebbe, hechi natan et yaba Purim? How could Rebbe plant a tree on Purim?" V'hatane it's taught. Rav Yosef taught simcha mishte v'yom tov. It's simcha mishte en yom tov. Simcha melamed shasurim behesped. Happiness teaching us you cannot eulogize. Mishte a seuda melamed shasur betanit. You cannot fast. V'yom tov. And what does it mean by yom tov? Melamed shasur b'asiyad melacha. You cannot work on Purim. So how could he plant a tree that's working? Ela Rebbe bar Arbesar hava v'chinata b'chamesar nata. He actually was doing his seuda. He was on the 14th, and when he planted the tree, it was the 15th. So he didn't have to keep Purim on the 15th. The Gemara says, "Ini, is that so?" V'ha Rebbe b'Teveria hava. Rebbe, we know, was in Teveria. V'Teveria mukefet chumam imot Yoshua ben Nun havai. And Teveria was walled from the time of Yoshua ben Nun, so it should uphold on the 15th. So when I said, "Ela Rebbe bar chamesar hava v'chinata bar besar hava." Really, he actually ate on the 15th, and when he planted the tree, it was on the 14th. Where it says, "Umi pshita le that Teveria mukefet chomam imot Yoshua ben Nun." Is it so simple to us that Teveria was walled from the time of Yoshua ben Nun? V'hachizkiya kare b'Teveria b'arbesar u'bechamesar misapka le'im mukefet chomam imot Yoshua ben Nun. He ila chizkiya. He read in Teveria both on the 14th and on the 15th because he had a doubt if Teveria was walled from the time of Yoshua ben Nun or not. So clearly you see, it's not so pashut. So the Gemara says, "L'chizkiya misapka lei, l'Rebbe pshita lei." For Chizkiya it was a doubt, but for Rebbe it was so simple. Rebbe knew it was walled. The Gemara says, "V'chi pshita lei mishare." What? Just because it's simple to somebody, so he's permitted to do that? V'haketiv v'megilat ta'anit. It says in the Megillat ta'anit, "Et yom arba asar, v'et yom chamisha asar, yom puriya inun, de lo l'ispred v'on." It says that 14 and the 15 are days of, the days of Purim, that the days of eulogy. Sorry, that you're not allowed to eulogize on those days. So there's a days, both of them, both the 14 and the 15, you cannot eulogize, you cannot fast, and you cannot work. So how can he make this proof that, hey, I did my meal on the 15th, so I can do it on the 14th, I can plant my tree on the 14th. V'amar Rava, and Rava says, "Lo nitzercha ela le'esor et shalze baze v'et shalze baze." Why did he need to tell us this? In order to forbid that which is asur on this day, on that day, and that which is asur on that day, on this day. Meaning all the things on the 14th and the 15th should be asur on both days. Essentially is what he's saying. So why? How could Rebbe plant on the 14th? So the Gemara says, "Hani milei behesped uvta'anit." That's talking about eulogizing and fasting. Aval melacha yom echad vetulo. But working, you're only not obligated to work on for one day, which is the day of your city that you read. The Gemara says, "Ini, is that so?" Va Rebbe chazia lahu gavra. Rebbe saw this person. That was, planting flax on Purim. He cursed him, Rav Chazia lahu gavra. Rav saw this person who was planting flax, and he cursed him. And his flax did not grow because of it. So why do you see clearly that you're not allowed to? He says, "Hatam bar yomehava." No, that guy was reading the Megillah that day. It was his day, and he also worked on that day. We're saying that Rebbe read the Megillah on the 15th and he worked on the 14th. There's no problem with that. Gemara says, "Rabba bered Rava Amar afilu tema biyome." He says, even if you want to say that Rebbe planted it on the day of Purim, hesped v'ta'anit kiblu alayu melecha lo kabilu alayu. They accepted eulogizing and fasting not to do on the day of Purim, but they didn't accept not to work on the day of Purim. Many people work on the day of Purim, he's trying to say. And that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. The Meikara Ktiv, it says originally, simcha u'mishne v'yom tov. And then ulvasof, it says afterwards, k'tiv, la'asod otam yemei mishte v'simcha. It says make it days of feast and happiness. But it doesn't mention yom tov. V'ilu yom tov, lo k'tiv, it doesn't mention yom tov. So clearly, they didn't really accept yom tov. Ve'ela rav, ma'itama le'tie lahu gavra. So why did Rav curse that guy? Why did he curse him for planting a flax on Yom on Purim? Dvarim ha'mutarin v'acharim nagu ben isur hava. It was something that was mutar, but everyone had upholded it to be forbidden around him. In that city, it was the minhag was to be forbidden. Ube'atre d'Rebbi lo nahug, and in the place, in the neighborhood of Rebbe, that wasn't the custom. Meaning, this is something that you were not allowed to do in certain cities, but in the neighborhood of Rebbe, that wasn't the custom, so he was allowed to because it's varim ha-mutarim. We know there's something permitted, but everyone is noheg for it to be forbidden. You cannot just permit it for yourself. You cannot pull yourself out of the kal, what everybody else is doing. Everyone's standing in the minyan, you have to stand. Everyone's sitting, you sit. It's a custom of don't be agudot. Don't make yourself separated. The Gemara gives a different answer. V'ibay de'ema, maybe we can say leolam nahug. Maybe it really was a custom in Rebbe's city. V'Rebbe netiasha simcha nata, and Rebbe planted a tree of happiness.
Yeah, I think that was
netiav simcha is allowed.
It's
what's netiav simcha? So the Gemara says, what's Nadiyav Simcha? Kedidnan, as the Mishnah says. Avru Elu, Veloni Anu, where did we see this? That if these days pass and they weren't answered, right? In Masechet Tanit, we saw that if the days of their fasting for the rain, they didn't work and it didn't get answered, it passed. Mimatin Mimasa Umatan, what do? We don't stop fasting, we stop working, we minimize our work. Beminyan, with building, with netian, planting, beerusin, with nisuin, engagements and marriages. And we would learn more, and we would pray more, and we would fast. V'etana Allah, and it taught on that, binyan, what does it mean building? Binyan shel simcha, even building of happiness. Netia shel simcha, even planting of happiness. Ezuhi, ezu, binyan shel simcha, what is considered building of happiness? Ze aboneh beit chatnun dach libno. Person who built, they used to build a house and they would put the chuppah inside that home for the son. So someone who would build that, you're not allowed, they said, don't do this anymore, let's stop doing this right now, so we can fast and bring the rain. So that was binyan of simcha. Neti'ah, ezwe neti'ah shel simcha, what's considered a planting of happiness? Ze'an noteah avronki shel melachim. That's considered somebody who plants a royal tree for kings. So clearly that's what Rebbe planted. And that's why it was allowed on Purim. It was a very specific individual case, where in general, it generally is not supposed to be done, but Rebbe was allowed because he did it for the royalty. Kufa, we go back to our original case. Chizkiah, Karevet Veria, Barbesa, Rechamesar. Chizkiah read on both the 14 and the 15. Misabka lay im mukefech choma miwot Yosho bin Nun hi illa. He was in doubt if it was walled from the times of Yosho bin Nun or not. Umi misabka lay milta de Tveria. Is Tveria really in doubt? Vakati, but it says in the Pasuk, Vare mitzar, hatsidim tsar, vechemat, rakat, vikinaret. Right? So, what do you see from that? Vekaimalan, what do we say? Rakat, zo Tveria. Rakat is mentioned in the Pasuk as a walled city. And Rakat, we know, is considered Tveria. So clearly, it was walled. So how can you tell me that he was in doubt? Hainu tamad, mesapkale, that's why he was in doubt. Mishum dechad gisa shuradi yamahavat. One of the sides was walled with water. One of the walls with water. So meaning it was like a stream of water or an ocean next to one of the sides. Is that considered a wall? That was his doubt. Right. If that's the case, amai mesabkali. Why is he in doubt? Vadai lav chomahi. If it's water, it's for sure not a wall. The Gemara says, the Tanya, right? That says, asher lo choma, velo shor iger. It cannot be a shor iger, like a, you know, a, how do they explain this? A
wall of houses.
Saviv, the Pasuk says, Saviv, Prat the Tveria, excluding Tveria, she yamachomata, that its wall is water. So you see clearly Tveria is not walled then. What's his doubt? Why does he read on both days? The inyan bate arechoma lo mesapkale. With regards to bate arechoma, we're not in doubt. Right? For the walls of cities, cities' walls, we're not in doubt. Ki kamesapkale, he's in doubt, inyan mekar megillah, he's in doubt with regards to reading the Megillah. That in regards to the reading of Megillah, is this considered walled? So the Gemara said, we said it's called Perazim, right? Perazim is open and Mukafin is closed. My Perazim or my Mukafin. The Ktivi Gabe Mikra Megillah. What's considered Perazim and what's considered Mukafin with regards to Mikra Megillah? So the Gemara says, Mishum Dehani Miglu. Vehani Lo Miglu. Is that the case? Is it because that the Perazim are open or revealed and the and the walled are actually less not revealed, and so that's why they're called each one? And we'll say about Tveria, Vehan Nami Migalia, and Tveria is also opened, it's clear, it's revealed, because there's only water, it's not a wall, and so therefore it's not walled. Or Dilma, or maybe we can say, Mishum Dehani Mignu, Vehani Lo Mignu, because the walled cities are protected, and the non-walled cities are not protected. Vehan Nami Miganya, and Tveria also would be considered protected, because it has a water stream, so they can't get by. Maybe that's the case. The Gemara says, Mishum Hachim Isabkale, that's why he was in doubt. He didn't know if we consider this water a wall or we do not consider a wall in regards to Perazim and Mukafin. We stop there for today. Azag Baruch Shabbat Shalom. The shiur for tomorrow is going to be on Motzei Shabbat. You can look at the chat.